Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News for Thursday, June 5th, 2014. Rain and more rain, possibly a thunderstorm before 3 p.m. That's what we're getting today, high near 70 degrees. Friday, though, it's mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees, and the weekend looks great. Sunny on Saturday with a high near 82. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high also near 82 degrees. A man has been arrested in a knife attack that killed a 6-year-old boy and critically injured a 7-year-old girl in a New York City public housing building. 6-year-old Prince Joshua Avito and his friend Michaela Capers were riding in an elevator in Brooklyn's Boulevard Houses to get ice cream on Sunday when they were randomly attacked. Police say 27-year-old Daniel St. Hubert was arrested Wednesday night. They say the attacker used a steak knife to stab each child multiple times. They're investigating whether he also may have fatally stabbed a teenager days earlier a few blocks away. The attacks occurred in one of those NYCHA buildings which does not have security cameras. Community leaders are outraged that nearly 60% of the city's public housing buildings don't have a single camera installed. Here's Charles Barron.
NYCHA drags its feet on putting cameras in our buildings, and this is totally unacceptable and unconscionable.
One resident of the Boulevard Houses in Brooklyn where these stabbings occurred says he and his neighbors feel forgotten. Mayor Bill de Blasio vowed to hasten the installation of cameras throughout the city's public housing. He said the housing authority had yet to spend $27 million currently allocated for security improvements. Meanwhile, the NYPD operates more than 7,000 cameras throughout Manhattan, particularly near Times Square, the World Trade Center, and other tourist locations. It was city cameras that were key to indicting 103 suspected gang members, which authorities say wreaked havoc over two Harlem public housing developments for years, the General Grant Houses and the Manhattanville Houses. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vann says the suspects were members of three Harlem street crews dubbed Three Stacks, Make It Happen Boys, and Money Avenue. The crews warred over territory for two city housing developments. Their feuding and vendetta attacks are thought to have resulted in the 2011 shooting death of a nationally ranked high school basketball star named Tyshana Chicken Murphy. Two men were convicted and are serving prison terms for the slaying. Murphy's brother was one of those arrested, Cy Vance.
These three gangs were not sophisticated drug trafficking organizations, far from it. They were young people protecting their territories from imaginary threats and avenging the murders of fellow gang members and loved ones.
Investigator from Vance's office worked with gang squad detectives and Department of Correction officials to review more than 1 million Facebook pages, tens of thousands of phone calls from the Rikers Island jail complex, and hundreds of hours of video footage in preparing the case. Bratton said surveillance video taken from cameras in the building's elevators, hallways, and grounds were a major benefit to investigators. The 103 suspected gang members faced charges, including conspiracy to commit murder, attempted murder, and gang assault. The suspects are expected to be arraigned in Manhattan's criminal court today. Multinational drug maker GlaxoSmithKline is paying New York, 43 other states, and the District of Columbia $105 million to settle complaints that the company unlawfully marketed three drugs. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says the state's share of the settlement is more than $4.1 million. The settlement resolves allegations that the London-based company illegally marketed Advair, Paxil, and Wellbutrin for purposes that hadn't been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Walton Money's got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Walton Money's got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
Members of New York City's powerful unions, city council members, and the Walmart Free NYC Coalition came out to show their objections to Walmart. They rallied at City Hall on Wednesday to denounce Walton Foundation money and Walmart employee practices which keep workers at the poverty level.
Walmart has been sneaking its way into New York City.
Queens Council member Danny Drum.
Now, we prevented them from coming to communities like mine in Regal Park where they wanted to build a store, and we prevented that many years ago. They've come into Councilmember Ina Barron's district. district. They try to put a store in there. And we have always defeated them and always pushed them back. So I guess what they're trying to do now is to find another way in, and that's by funding different charitable organizations. That's not charitable money. That's what you call a business investment. That's why they're coming into these communities. That's why they're giving that money.
There are many reasons why people don't want Walmart in their communities, aren't there?
Right. I mean, because they're anti-LGBT, they're anti-women, they're anti-union. You name it, they're almost anti-everything that we stand for here in New York City. And that's why we want them out of here.
And they don't pay a living wage.
And they don't pay a living wage, and they violate workers' rights all the time. And it's unacceptable, you know? And so they are probably the worst of the worst in terms of this corporate approach to buying everybody else out and then, you know, getting out mom-and-pop shops and harming our workers in our communities.
And that's why Drum and a majority of New York City Council members want Walmart and the Walton Foundation out of New York City. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.